We are continuing our shiur Mamadvei Bracha. We are in the middle of the words Kishanu b'mitzvoy savitzivanu al. We've already discussed the Siddur Hashash. He has two explanations of the diagrams which he gives. He has the explanation on top, and then he has the diagram, and then he has the explanation at the bottom. Okay? As we see in the Mamadvei Bracha. Now, we've explained the top introduction. We're not going to go back to that. That's the directive to tell us where the Shefa is coming from. Now, underneath the diagram, that's what we've been focusing on. We've been focusing on where the Shefa is going to. Where the Shefa is going to. So, when we say the words, Kiddushanu, I'll read you out the words. We read this out quite a few times, and we've seen the charts that we did last time. There was a machlokes between the Sade and the Alena, the way they learn what exactly are you misakin. Let me just put those exactly to be masbir. The machlokes is very, very tief of machlokes, but what we're seeing over here is that you have a setup of the worlds, as we saw. These are all the charts, again, that we saw last time. So you have the chart, which starts off with Atzilus, and then underneath Bria, Yetzira, and Atzilus. Now, whichever mitzvah you're doing, what you do, you're affecting the worlds. Okay? That's number one. And also, you're affecting the patsufim, which are in there. What do I mean by affecting? You're rectifying. You're rectifying the world, and you're rectifying the patsufim, which are inside those worlds. So we have a little bit of a machlokes between Rabbeinu Alena, which is Nisim Harori Rofel, and the Sadeh, which is of Shol Dweck. Exactly, when you're pronouncing a Matbea Bracha, and we're particularly focused on Birkas and Mitzvahs, because it changes whether you're doing a Birkas of Shvach or Dol, and a Bracha which ain't bo Maisa, a Bracha sheyesh bo Maisa, it changes. So what we're working with here particularly is a Birkas of Mitzvah sheyesh bo Maisa, like Tiki a Shofar or whatnot. Now,
where'd that come in? I mean, we haven't done this at all.
Excuse me?
This wasn't mentioned last time at all.
Kiddushanu, what's Kiddushanu? We're making a bracha, right? Kiddushanu b'mitzvoy savitzivanu al, right? Al tikiyah shofar. So that's a birkas mitzvah. That's what we're speaking about here, particularly. Not birkas shvach. So birkas mitzvah, we're going to have a little bit, whichever bracha actually, but we're focused on birkas mitzvahs. So in birkas mitzvah lemoshel, you're going to have a machloikas, again, you're going to have a machloikas all matbeah bracha between Alina and the Sadeh. But we're going to focus on Birkas and Mitzvahs, the chilik between the Na, the Alina and the Sadeh in Birkas and Mitzvahs. Sheish Bomaisa. So again, so we're going to look at the worlds that you're affecting, we're going to be looking at the Patsufim which you're affecting. So they set up the diagram of this a bit differently, as we showed last time. So those who have the safe in the Kusakesef Hashlomos Chelek Aleph, we'll see on page 11, this is the way, as we showed these diagrams yesterday, the last time as well, this is the way the Alina brings it, and you see a slight difference over here in the way the Sada brings it. You see the diagram is a bit different over here. Now the major difference between them is whether, let me just focus on over here, so that's it, if we can focus, that's a bit better, right? So the major difference between the Alina and the Sada is, at the beginning of the bracha, we brought what's called mochim de katnas. Mochim de katnas. When we got to melech ha'olam, we start mochim de gadlas that we saw. The shaila is, do we incorporate that in the tikkun process of the olamos and the patsufim? So according to the Sada, he says, yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we'll find here in this very nicely drawn chart for us, by the Nikus Kesef, that the mochim de katnas will be misakin half of the worlds. So the Mohan the Katas will be fixing this area, this area, this area, this area, this area, this area, this area. It's quite a large kamos of the olamos will be sorted out by the Mohan the Katas. But when we turn to the chart which is drawn by the Alinav, we'll find the Mohan Katas does not play at all a part in being misakening these four worlds. You see this? So there's no mochim de katas at all in this diagram. It's all mochem de gadlus. So mochem, as you're saying the words kedushanu b'mitzvot avitzivanu, that's when you're going to be doing the ma'aser tikkun.
There's no mention of mochem de gadlus on this page.
Yeah, it says kshanu b'mitzvot avitzivanu al. We know those words to mean mochem de gadlus. We know that. We know that, right? When you say melech ha'olam, you go to Amsak Da'ak. We explained this already many times. And you're drawing down at this point in the bracha, you're already drawing down mochem de gadlus when you're saying these words, okay? So that's one major difference. Okay. Now, even within the mochem de gadlus, you're going to find a chiluk, obviously, because according to the Alina, you're going to have to do much more work with mochem de gadlus to cover all this area of all the alamas to misaken all this, as opposed to the sade half of it is already being misuken by the mochem de katnus. Okay? So therefore, there's no real hacha for this, how we paskin. There's no really hacha how the Rashash takes on this, whether it's like a pida sade or a pida now, even though the Rashash was much earlier than them, or he lived like 350 years ago. But nevertheless, so we're gonna show the comparison between them with these two charts. Okay.
Do they have is this?
They have rais. Yeah, we're not going to go on all the tif lomdis and machloekis in between them. We're just superficially looking at the two shitas. So that would take a more intensive shir to look inside the alina and the sade, and exactly probe them and start, you know, really get into the bainas of the machloekis. But that we're just looking very quickly. This is only a kitzur of the matbea bracha we're learning over here. Okay, so let's run through the matbea bracha. So those who have a siddur or shash, look at the words kedushanu. We're going to start with the words kedushanu, right in front of you. So let's start from the top very quickly, and then we're going to move downwards. So when we're saying the word kedushanu, the Rashash tells us, Yichav elaham shirich miyesod u'malchus diyasu. So you go to the source. This is where it's coming from. This is the source. And where are they? They are in the world of Atzilus. And what are you bringing down? He says, Makifim Lamed Mem. Those are the high Bechinas. First you bring the Lamed Mem, the high Bechinas, and then you're going to bring the lower Bechina called the Tzadi. Let's call it Tzalem. The Tzalem Mochim de Chochmas. The Abba Ve'im Abba Yasud Im Neranchi de Chai Shabayim. Meaning, is that out of the Tzadi, the Lamed Mem, which you're bringing down, this is a type of Shefa, the higher types of Shefa, we're going to subdivide the Lamed Mem into a Chochma, Bina, Avak, and Malchus, which basically means Chochma, Bina, and Das. Chasadim, Das, and Gvozda, Das. We spoke about this last time. So on the diagram, you find that on the right-hand side of the diagram, we find Chochma, the Lamed Mem, which is brought down by Abba. And the left-hand side, you bring in the Shefa of Chochma, the Lamed Mem, which is brought down the Ima. That we spoke about. Now, what is new here in the Shir is that we're going to speak about where it's going to. So look at underneath the diagram, the instruction is Lechabot Chagat de Mauben. We also spoke about that. Chabot Chagat is a Loshon Mushal to mean Lamed Mem. That means wherever you're bringing from, you bring from the Lamed Mem, which is sourced from Yasut and Abba Vima, you're going to bring that identical Shefa to the identical place in the identical Shefa into Zah. So you bring in Lamed Mem, what's called Lamed Mem, you're going to bring down Lamed Mem into the Lamed Mem position of Zah. Where is that? That's Chabad Chagad. Which really, like we said, is deceiving. Doesn't mean you bring it inside the parts of the Chabad Chagad, but rather on top of the Chabad Chagad. The Ma'obem means the right and left side, means the totality of Zah. The parts of Kachba de Atzilus. The part of Kachba de Atzilus, the Zad de Atzilus. Meaning, you're working with the world of Atzilus. You're working with Zad de Atzilus. You bring the Shefa to Zad de Atzilus. Which part of Zad will bring the Mochem de Gadlus, which is always connected to the Kacha, because Mochem is Chochma Bina Das, or Kesa Chochma Bina Das. You're bringing that type of Shefa that will automatically go into the Kachav. Remember, when we started the Brach, we said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech, Hashem Elokeinu, that was Mochem de Katus, that you brought into the Nayin Chagat. Now you bring it into the Kachab, Mochem de Gadlus. And he says, Zad Atzilus. So Zad Atzilus, if you remember the chart, that's going to be number 1 and number 5. So let's see that inside. Where is number 1 here? Where is that identified on this chart? So let's look with the chart of the Alina. So here's number one. So as we said, this is what you're going to be misakening over here, the Zam, which is over here. The Za of the Atzilus, the Atzilus. That's what he's referring to. Now, if it's Birkas the Shvach, you're going to be working with five. Five. You're going to be misakening this Za, which is Vaita Atzilus, but it's Atzilus, the Atzilus, but on the Chitzonius part. Birkas the Shvach. Okay? Now let's look at the chart of the Alin, the Sadi now. On one page 113. On 113 it's also 1 and 5 and also looks very identical. Okay, so here's number one for Birkas HaMitzvos. Except here you're encompassing here we're working with Kiddushanos, so you're working with the Atzilus of the Atzilus. It's just broken down a bit differently here. He has over here a Siyah Yitzhiyah Bria, and he also has a Siyah Yitzhiyah Bria. He splits up the Chitzon of the Pnimius into this, and the Pnimius of the Pnimius also. So the Mochim the Kaz is taking part of this part, like I told you, and you're doing just number one. Okay, and number five, where there is Birkas HaMitzvah. So it's for that particular Nakuda over here, and the first, when you say Kiddushanu, in Kiddushanu it's very similar. Okay. Now, let's continue. Oh, by the way, you're doing more than that. You're not only doing number one, you're actually doing number 9 and number 17 and number 25 as well. But all in the Atzilus Chelik of them, if you see that. Okay? All the way down that row. And for the Alina, for that case as well, same thing. Okay, so the Alina would be, the numbers would be 9, 17, and 25. You're all doing the Atzilus of it. Now, what are the two last words that he says over here in the inscription over here? The Abia the Atzilus. So we learned last time, we read that in Shah Kedusha, Sha'arei Kedusha of the Rav Chaim Vital, he introduces this thought called this extremely tremendously big parsuf called Mertzav HaSfiras. Mertzav HaSfiras encompasses everything we've been talking about. So we've been talking about the worlds of Atzilus and Bria and Yetzira and Asiya. Now we're going to look actually at a bigger picture called the Mertzav HaSfiras, which is also another word, says the Divrei Sholem, which is the Nechid of the Rashash. He calls that the Akva Bia, meaning Adam Kadmon and the Atzilus and Bria and Asiya, all that. All that's here. Meaning it's a huge part of which encompasses everything. So, when we talk about the last two words over here.
Where does it come from?
Where does it come from? The Eivishter made it.
No, I mean, where is it corresponding to all the other parts of it? It's just all a colon.
Yeah, it's a bigger area. Right? If I draw a bigger circle and I draw a smaller circle, so what we've been talking to now is the smaller circles. But it contained within a bigger area called Mertzav HaSfiras. You have to know the Mertzav HaSfiras is quite small compared to the Mertzav HaNeshamas, which encompasses
Merkaz.
Mertzav. Mem Ches. Tzadi Beis. I translate it as a station, Mertzav. It's a station where the spheres are held. Okay? Around that there's a Mertzav of Neshamas. Around that is a Mertzav of Melochim, and around that you have a Mertzav called Mertzav HaChoshech, right? So these are tremendously big Partzufim, or Lamas you can call them, or Mertzav, which accompanies us. So that is the indication by the last two words in that address, that he says the Abia Datzilus. That's the way he wants to touch up over here. The Abia Datzilus is the Mertzav HaSfiras. Okay, so we're going from micro to macro. Let's read that again. Chabad Chaga, that's we're really specifically looking at a particular area in Zah. Lechabad Chaga de Maubed, the parts of Kachba, that's it. We're getting larger, we're spreading out. Like you said, where are you with your address? My address is number 25, and the road is Buick Street in Manchester and in England and then UK, you know, in Europe. That's what we're looking at, okay? So it's Chaba de Chagat de Ma de Ben de Patsu Kachba de Atsilus de Za de Atsilus, which is contained in the Abia de Atsilus, which is called the Meltzav Svilus, as opposed to Meltzav Neshamas. Now, what differentiates when you're, well, how do you know whether you're in the Meltzav Svilus or Meltzav of Neshamas, Lo'asho? Well, that would be depending what bracha you're making. So, like I said, we're taking on right now, we're making a birkas and mitzvahs. When you're birkas and mitzvahs, kach klal biyodcha, we're always working in the melts of a spheres. When you're doing a birkas and nanim lamashal, you're going to be working with the melts of a neshamas. The melts of the neshamas. The kehena v'kehena. Okay, depending which bracha you're making. Okay, very good. Let's continue now. Now the next page. When you're working in the word b'mitzvoisal, so let's start reading. Yechavel lehamshach ma'akif olam emem betzal memochem de binois de abba ve'ima de yasru de minaramchem de neshama shebehem. So now we're taking. We work with the chokhmah of the lamed mem. That's the bina of the lamed mem coming down again. This is the diagram of abba with the lamed mem, ima of the lamed mem. Are coming down, where they're going to Zah. Let's read the address now. So there's two differences here, but basically it's the exact same address. Lechavot chaga de ma uben, de patsuv kachba de bria. De bria now. Not that silas, that's the first difference. De Zah that silas, that's similar. U de bria, and they add in another bria. Those are the two differences. The Abia de Atzilus, which is the same, that's Mertzav Asfiros. So what does he mean? Let's see the diagram now. So let's start with the Shittas of Ali now. So let's see the diagram on page 111. So where would that be indicative of? So if you look, and he's even added the names, the names of the bracha. So B'mitzvoisav is number 2. And it's also number 10, 11, and 12. Okay, so I don't know if you can see that over there, since it's focused in. So let's work in the world of Bria here. This is the world of Bria, because he says Bria. This is Atzilus, Bria. So working with number 2 of Atzilus, which is the Bria de Atzilus. Bria de Atzilus, and then you're going to do, or Mesakin, the Bria and the Yitzir, and the Asir, which is 10, 11, 12. Of the world of Bria. Of the world of Bria. Okay? That's what we're doing. That's according to the Ali. Now let's see the way the Sadeh is working now. So let's flip the page over to 113. So in 113, when we say the words ben mitzvoisa, we're working with number 1 still. In the world of Atzilus. Okay? In the world of Atzilus, b'mitzvoisav, that's because of mitzvah, because of nen, because of a shvach, we're working with number 5 still. But the only difference is that, you know, you're working with the bria shebo, the bria d'atzilus. Okay? You're also going to be working with number 9 and number 13. Number 9 and 13, a pchat. As opposed to the sadi, you're working with the entire, the Atzilus, the Asiya, Yitzriya, Yitzira, and Bria, and Atzilus of the entire Bria. Okay? That's what we're going to see. This will work in this area over here. Okay, so let's continue. We're doing well now. Let's go. Vetzivanu.
Wait, that's including 18 and 26, okay?
18 and 26. Why Dafka 18? Which?
The Bria as well. In a soda.
The soda, no, 18:26. That you did already at the beginning of the bracha. You did 18:19:20 at the beginning of the bracha. You did 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 18, 19, 20, 22, 23, 24, all of the beginning of the bracha. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's mochin the katnas. We are focusing on the latter part of the bracha, which is mochin the gadlas. And particularly now we're doing the word vitzivanu. So it's very well. I like this chart because he actually puts puts the word of the bracha in the chart itself. Very easy to identify. So let's continue. So what are you doing? Where is the shepherd coming from? He says, Yechava lehamshech makifim lamemed etzal memochim devak. Now we're doing the vak, the abavim of yasut, im naranchid duach shebehem. Vak, we translate as the chasadim das. Again, the picture over here of Abavima, the shepherd coming from Abavima. Now, when we look where it's going to, it's called the Chavad Chagad, the Ma'u Ben, the Pasuv Kachva, the Yitzira. That's the only change here. With one more change, that the Zadat Tzilas, always bring it to Zadat Tzilas, which Tzilas is it? Vidi Yitzira. So it's multiple, it's not only one area, it's multiple areas. Okay, the Abiyadat Tzilas, Vaita, it's Meltzav Asfiras. So, okay, so let's go back to our chart. So when we look at the chart of the Sade, we're going to see the words Vetzivano. Where is that? That's number three. That's number three over here. When you're working with the Birkas HaShvach, you're going to be working with number seven. Number seven. And as well, you're going to be working with the entire world of Yetzirah, meaning...
This is the Alinah, yeah, not...
Sorry, the Alinah, I made a mistake, right. So the Alinah, you're going to, again, you'll be working with Vetzivano is number three and number seven, and the entire world of Yetzirah, meaning... 18, 19, 20, 22, 23, 24, depending whether it's Birkas HaMitzvot or Birkas HaShvach. Birkas HaMitzvot is over here, Birkas HaShvach is over here. Okay? That's what you do. Now, we flip over to the Sade. That way we say the word Vitzivan is again right in number 1 and number 5. And as well, let's go to the world of Yitzir over here. And the world of Yitzir you've been working with, again, the entirety of 17 and 21, this is because of Shach. That's where it's going to work. Over here and over here. Okay. Oh, that's good. Let's continue weiter. And finally, when we say Le or Ahu, those are two options in the bracha. Yechaven Amshir Makivin Lamemen Metzal Memochim the Malchius the Abba V'Ima Meranchi the Nefesh of Shabehem, which is the Gvos the Das. And you see on the right hand side Malchius the Lamed Men the Tzal Med the Abba, the Chassidim the Gvos the Das of Abba is coming down. Left hand side from the Lamed Mem of the Ima coming down. Where's it going to again? Same broch, the same area. The Chabad, Chagad, the Ma'ad, the Ben, the parts of Kachvad. Now, the Asiya. The Zad Atzilus, that hasn't changed. With the Asiya. So you're working with the world of Asiya in Atzilus and also the world of Asiya proper. The Abiyad Atzilus, right, that's going to be the Metzavat Spheres. Okay, so let's go back again, the last time, to finish off the chart of the Sade, of the Alina. So we're going to work, let's work with the world of Atzilus. Atzilus over here, which is number 4. You're going to be misakening this area, number 4.
Where's the Le here?
Excuse me?
Where's the Le?
Same thing, Al or Le, it's the same thing. It's doing the same thing. Okay? So you're working with number 4 and number 8 for Birkat HaShvach. And then go all the way down to the world of Asiya over here, and you're working with number 26, 27, 28. Because the Shvach will be 30, 31, 32. That means because the Shvach, you're working with the Chitzonis Olamas, and because the Mitzvot, you'll be working with the Pnimis Olamas. That's the way it works. Okay? And that's the entire tikkun of this chart of Atzilus, Briye, Asiya, and all the Patsu, and the Zun, which is found in all those Patsufim. So there we go, Baruch Hashem. So we basically finished the actual bracha. You actually have to say the word, what you're working on, Tikkia Shofar. And then once you say the final Tikkia Shofar, that means you're pronouncing the mitzvah that you're working on, then you actually do the mitzvah. Now, this is a bit of a shiloh.
Did you do a sotah?
Excuse me?
Did you do the sotah?
Did I do the sotah? Oh, sorry. Oh, I didn't do the sotah. Let's just do the sada. Sada is very similar to what we did beforehand. You're working with number five, in the Pnimiyas and the Chitza, and then go all down to the world of Asiya, and you'll be working with number 25, and if you're doing Birkas HaShvach, you're working with number 29 over here. Same thing. So they're very, very similar, the Ma'alach of the Sade and the Alina, except there are differences when you look more Be'iyun, more Be'protiistic into the world, you're going to see some differences over there. And besides the major difference that according to the Alina, again, you're working, according to the Sade, you're working with Mochem the Katus, which is helping you build the Olamas, and according to the Sade, according to the Alina, it's doing something else. It's just bringing down the Shofar, but it's not particularly working on the Olamas. Now, the shadow is when you work now, so far we worked with the Lamed Mem. Now, Lamed Mem is not complete until you bring the Tzadi. So the Lamed Mem, the Shofar, which is hovering above his head, those are the Makifim. Then the Tzadi, which we're going to bring down now, when we say Al, and you say the Bracha, the actual mitzvah, Al Nitilas Lulav, or Tikiyah Shofar, Kehena Kehena, it's actually that part of the Shofar is going to go inside the goof. Inside the goof. A little bit of a shadow. Do you have to actually do the mitzvah to get the Shofar inside? Or just the fact that you pronounce the Maisa mitzvah, that's good enough? Because if this is happening B'shas Bracha, or does the Shofar is machnitz inside the parts of B'shas Bracha?
Well, if it was a Bracha, it would also
either be Bracha or be Maisa.
With the Bracha, when you do the Maisa, would it still go in?
Excuse me?
If you said the Bracha, but do the Maisa.
Without doing?
Of the Maisa.
Without doing the Maisa? No, obviously not.
Right.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, isn't that it? Brochel of Atal.
Yeah.
Gonna catch me out there, huh?
Well, I mean,
okay.
There's a Tanai of Kiev as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so I'll just you have page
199?
19. Okay, so I'm just gonna read you out over here what he brings down, the Shem, the Rabbeinu, the Shash, in National of the Chav Aleph, just to continue. So it's as follows. V'achekach, alidei asiyas maisa, mitzvah. Hahi, o hano, hahi hanasis beguf odom mamish, so either it's because of mitzvahs, which you don't have an o, particularly, or it's because of no, that you have a no on your goof. V'lo yidei bo levad, it's not only the fact that you're saying a brachala, because a shvach is only bedivu. As, because you have, in these particular examples, you have to do a mashiach, you have to do something which is going to be mamshech the shefa. As yechav la'amshech amochim pinimim de tzadi. No, we're working with the tzadi now. The tzal be'amochim v'nitzkel el de abba ve'ima, le'nahi, because divided to, we've been bringing it towards the chabad chaget of za, those are the lamed men. Now we bring the tzadi, which is the lower part of the shofar, we're going to bring that into the nai. Makes sense. The nai, the pasuk kachva dema uben dema u ma uben de ben. That means both sides of za, both the ma side and the ben side. This zoom. So not only za now, we're seeing that you bring in this particular shofar into the tzadi, which is the lemaisa shofar, into both za v'nukva. So he mentioned that Zun v'Yakov v'Rachel, which is the Nukva Chelik, v'de Malchut v'de Bi'a al Dera Nitzka v'Bocha. So he explains. Nilmad mikan she'achi she'bo birkas ha'morchim v'Bocha, ha'morchim ha'vakim v'Gadlus, as ha'morchim v'Gadlus ha'pinim y'de tzadi yavu al y'de maise mitzvah v'ana. ועלינו לזכור שהמורכים אלו דצדי הם כמורכים דלמד מהם נחלוקו גם לחוג חוג. We brought down למד מהם, but we didn't bring it in one go. We split out the למד מהם first, we cut it up in pieces. First we brought the חוכמה דלמד מהם, and then the בינה דלמד מהם, חסדים לדעס למד מהם, and then the גבוס לדעס למד מהם. So we brought in חלק חלק. We're going to do the exact same thing with the צדי. The צדי we're going to split into four parts. But we're not going to see it bepoel, but that's the way it works. Because if it happened for part of the shofar, which is lamed mem, it's going to work as well the same thing for the tzadi. Ulam ha'achav ahem bayim ka'achav, but we're going to only see it as one go. But you should know that it happens also in this kibbutz. ולא בטבעס, וחלוק המסוימס מטבע ברכה, אז יחבנו אצלם בבס אחז, לא פושט. וזה מה שקורא זה בסדר הקודש. This is what the Rosh Hashanah writes, and it's actual סדר. ואח יגע על ידי מייסה מצווה היא, אם היא מצווה מייסה, או דיבר מצווה, שהוא כחסה הלו וכיועצה, so you're doing a מייסה, יחבן לעם שרמורכם פנים ידצדי דצל ממורכם הנעל, דאבבים אלה נאי דפלסת כך, ודמה הוא בן, בן, דמה, או מה הוא בן, דמן. This is the Yaakov Urachev, the Marachev, the Biyah, the Ad, there, okay, he just repeats himself what he said before. Okay. So, let me just show you a picture of this. I will understand it as follows. Okay. So the exact same picture, except...
Is that it?
It's 158. It's 120. Oh, no, that's good. You find it there. So let's look on the Matbea Bracha. Yeah, this is the easier way to show it to everybody. There we go. Yeah, it's perfect.
Is it in the snake?
What?
That's what you're trying to...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's easier to hold up. Okay, so here we go. So this is the identical picture of what we've been seeing so far with the Lamed Mem, except just replace the word Lamed Mem with Tzadi. So here we go. What do we have over here? We have, instead of have a mitzvah zavitzivano, kiddushanu b'mitzvah zavitzivano al, that was by the Makifim. But we won't have that. We'll have all four halakim, all the basachas, when you say the mitzvah. Tikkia Shofa, or Halle, whatever, not. So here you go. This is the Chochmah of the Lam, of the Tzadi, of Abba Bina. This is going to be the Bina, this Chalakim over here. This third quadrant over here is going to represent in the Vak, and this fourth quadrant is going to represent the Malchus. Bekitzo, you bring the Chochmah of the Tzadi, the Bina of the Tzadi, the Chasadim, the Das, the Tzadi, and also we're going to be working with the Malchus, which is the Gvus, the Das, the Tzadi. So that's the entire tzadi which is going inside the parts of Avzah. So let's just read the words at the bottom over here. Where is it going to? As is explained, it's working with the Lenahi instead of the Chavad Chaga that we've been talking about. Lenahi, the parts of Kachbad, again, this Mochim the Gadlus. Dema uben demau, uma uben deben, means basically the right hand side and left hand side. This Zun Vida Yaakov Urachel, because now it's going Lemaisa into the lower Pasuk, completely into the Pasuk. So we're including Zun into this, we're including Yaakov Urachel, Vida Malchus, all the lower Pasuk are being named from this, De Bia Al Derech, which is found all in Bia, the Al Derech Anizka Bebrocha. Al Derech Anizka Bebrocha. Yeah. Okay. So, like I mentioned to you, a little bit of a shaila, is the Shefa coming in B'Shas Abracha or B'Shas Maisa? So he says over here, B'Sefer Kodosh, Shal Rachamim, Amad B'Zeh, or maybe the Shem is Sada, Shish Lechavin, Shemoyza Kalim, sorry, the Shem is Kalim, he brings it over here, that there's a bit of a shaila over here, but he says, L'Maisa, the Maisa, you can have an either B'Shas Maisa or B'Shas Abracha. Nara Pashti. Now, yeah. Okay, so I think that's what we have to say for that. So we're going to stop it for then. And then, that was all covering the Birkas HaMitzvah. Like I was marking before, we focus on Birkas HaMitzvah. Now, the shaila is, what about other mitzvahs? Birkas HaNanim, you have Birkas HaHodah, You have brochas which don't have any maaser whatsoever, like because of goymel. You have all different types of brochas, matbea brochas. So with that, we're going to discuss last year, in the next year, which hopefully is going to be our last year, on this. I don't think it's actually going to be a bit more than that. Discussing how the kavanah is going to fit into different types of brochas. Okay, so we'll stop enough for now. We'll meet next time.